This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is it about the back row here in the booth where you always hear laughter off mic?
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 in the score. He is up early. He's warming up the pipes because he'll be doing play-by-play again tonight. He is our guy. We like to call him the ginger-haired genius. Zach Zaidman joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Very proud of you, Zach. Love your success and love basking in it because I feel like I share in it. That's just the way I approach life.
Morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. Oh, my giddy aunt. Bless your heart, Molly, my buddy.
Zach, so last night you did the play-by-play, sitting in for Pat, doing it again tonight. Nice job last night when Craig Kimbrell came into the game. What did you expect, and how did he do?
I think he did exactly what you expect a closer to do. 1-2-3 inning, game over. Cubs win. That's why he was signed. So that was very encouraging to see. You know, he needed that 15-pitch outing that he had in Williamsport where he was kind of knocking off some of the rust because he didn't have a rehab assignment prior to being activated. So to me, that was very encouraging because prior to the knee injury, and you guys noticed this, that he would be pretty good at getting the first couple of outs and then kind of lose a little bit of steam. That did not happen last night. And to me, the job of the bullpen, one of the big stories from yesterday's game, and I thought that's Cub baseball, what you saw yesterday, situational hitting. You know, you got the big hit by Luke Roy to put them ahead for good, the sacrifice fly by Tony Kemp later on in the game, power ball as well with Castellanos going deep and Anthony Rizzo finding his power stroke again, and another quality start. That's the other thing. You know, the Cubs have gotten fantastic starting pitching, especially over the last five games. 3-0 the starters are with a 1.09 ERA, a quality start in each game. And the shame of it is that they had the bullpen issues to close out the series in Philadelphia and the second straight walk-off to start the series in Pittsburgh. But now they've got the reinforcements in the pen. And, you know, you'd like to think over the next 37 games, the Cubs are adding some weapons that the other teams they're fighting with to win the division simply cannot add during this time of the season.
And really, Wilson Contreras is the main one. You know, you're talking about one of your best players and one of your best hitters and a guy that, frankly, you miss in the lineup when you start talking about why the power outage was occurring.
Yeah, that's part of it. I think the other thing is, and I know David may disagree with me on this, but I do believe that eventually getting Ben Zobrist is back. And the reason I believe that is because you just go to what Anthony Rizzo said yesterday about Nicholas Castellanos, who continues to tear it up as a Cub. But he said about Castellanos, quote, great at-bats, every at-bat. And that's what you get from Ben Zobrist. That doesn't mean that you're going to get a hit every single time the guy's at the plate. But what it means is that you're going to get a guy who can handle the bat and give you a professional at-bat where you can trust what's going to happen when he's at the plate. And you look at all those tight games that the Cubs have lost, especially on the road. You know, you'd like to think there would be a situation in a key spot where you bring up a pinch hitter like Zobrist, and more often than not, something good is going to happen with him at the plate. So that's why I bring that up. And as for Rizzo, four homers now over the last five games. This after just two home runs in his previous 50. They say the home runs come in bunches. They certainly have for Rizzo over the last few games.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you, Zach. I respect your opinion, but, I mean, Zobrist was hitting 241 when he left. Castellanos has 7 home runs in his first 18 games. I mean, there's a big difference why those are big at-bats and why those are professional bats. He's hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and he's hitting the ball into the gaps.
He's hitting the ball. 365 batting average with the Cubs in 18 games, 7 home runs, 7 doubles, 9 RBIs, and a whopping OPS of nearly 1,200. And I know there might be some people rolling their eyes thinking, what the heck's he talking about with OPS? The bottom line is this. You have an OPS of 900 or better, that's generally considered in the upper echelon of hitting. 1,200 is eye-popping, and that's exactly what Castellanos has been since joining the Cubs.
But we digress. So yesterday, they send officially David Bote to Iowa, and somehow I trudged out of bed this morning and got to work anyway.
Hard on Mr. David.
But the decision to go with 9 relievers in that bullpen, how surprising was that to you?
That's not surprising at all. I think Ian Happ has given them flexibility. They've got Addison Russell back. And quite frankly, Bote wasn't hitting left-handed pitching. And that was a real shock, especially because he's a right-handed batter. Same thing with Almora. I think that's why both of them have been sent down. And Bote, especially defensively, was having some issues over the last couple of games. So the Cubs feel that, you know, they kind of shored that up by having Russell in the mix now. Happ, with his flexibility, can play both the infield and the outfield. And I don't think you can have enough bullpen arms, especially with some of the guys coming off of the ailments that they've been dealing with. So I think you wanted some protection. So to me, that wasn't a shock. You knew that they weren't going to send down a reliever based on the bodies that they had. So it came down to a numbers game in terms of the infield depth. And unfortunately, Bodie's number was up. He should be back after the September call-ups.
So, you know, Zach, as much as we want to believe that all is right in the world and they finally won that road series that eluded them, don't you have to get back on the road? Don't they have to kind of do it a couple times here to make you feel good about everything? And I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying that there's a series at the end of the year against the Cardinals that is in St. Louis. You'd like them to make that irrelevant.
Yes, I agree with you. I just think that over the next 37 games, it's a different team than, say, the team that you saw on this latest road trip, just because they were missing for most of it, for a huge chunk of this road trip that was just completed. They were missing the 3 most reliable arms that you probably have in that pen, in Kimbrel, Kinsler, and Cishek. Now, during the road trip, I think the silver lining is Rowan Wick grew up as a major leaguer and clearly has earned the trust of Joe Maddon and the rest of the coaching staff, which is why you saw him in the 8th inning yesterday in a big spot. And in 12 games since he was called up on July 22nd, Wick now has a 1.54 ERA. He's 2-0, one save, the first ever that he's had in the big leagues. And that started the winning streak back Saturday afternoon in Pittsburgh. And he's got 3 holds. So I think at this point, you're going with the guys that you can trust, the guys that you feel are the hot hands, if you will, and Wick is clearly in the mix.
Zach, what was your favorite memory from Williamsport?
The enthusiasm and the energy and watching Javier Baez interact with the little leaguers, because on Sunday I don't believe there was a more popular human being in the town of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, than Javier Baez. And he said he took more than 100 selfies. One of the cool things was just being on the team plane as it landed at the airport, and all the little leaguers were on the tarmac to greet the Cubs as they got off the plane. And rock star personalities on the Cubs, and obviously everyone knows about Chris and Anthony Rizzo and John Lester. Baez gets off the plane, and it's next level. And I interviewed him on the pregame show Sunday, and I asked him, you know, what did they want to know? Because they're all asking him questions. They wanted to follow them on Twitter and Instagram and all the different stuff. And he said the most popular question he got from the kids, how does he apply those slick tags at second base? Which is really interesting, right? I mean, because you think, you know, is it everything he does – he does with flair, but the tagging is what stood out to the kids, which was really cool. And then anytime you get a manager of a Major League Baseball team to fold up a piece of cardboard and slide down the berm, you don't see that often. I don't believe there's another Major League manager who would do what Joe Maddon did the other day.
It's interesting because we always get texts from people. And I think the criticism of the Theo and Jed comes from the uncertainty of Joe Maddon. But we always get people who want to know, why don't we criticize them more? Why don't you know they left them short? I think going out and getting a guy like Castellanos, doing the things that they do every year to keep this team in the mix, it's one of the reasons you don't feel comfortable going after these guys and criticizing these guys. And I'm not saying we're harder on Joe than we are on them, but you know, they've done an extraordinary job of keeping this. That guy in particular has been unbelievable.
Yeah, the last 2 years, the acquisitions that they've made during the middle of the season have been huge acquisitions. Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez last year, Daniel Murphy for the brief time that he was a Cub, helped inject some life into a team that was kind of stumbling a little bit at the tail end of last season. Castellanos, what he's done, I mean, we mentioned the numbers earlier. It's been ridiculous. But I think one of the reasons that I think sometimes we lose perspective and we treat the baseball season with a football mentality because this is a hardcore football town, and having covered both sides of this thing, I think you can't look at baseball the same way. And it doesn't sound cool when you say that on the radio. It doesn't sound cool if you write that in a column. But the reality is you just kind of have to let the baseball season breathe a little bit and understand where this team was before this management team took over. And understand that you are witnessing the golden era of Cubs baseball. And there is not one certain way to build a championship club. And the season that everyone kind of points to, man, this team doesn't look like a World Series team because they don't look like the 2016 Cubs. Well, you know, that team was down 3-1 in the World Series. And it took the greatest comeback that you'll ever see in your lifetime for them to be able to win a championship. You don't always have to have a season like that during the regular portion of the year in order to win a title. And I think sometimes we lose a little bit of perspective when it comes to following that team. The key is when it's time, when it's money time, can you put together the kind of roster that you need to win those big games? And the Cubs have been dealing with a variety of different injuries at several different positions over the course of the entire season, but they're getting healthier now when it counts. And, you know, Wilson Contreras, before all is said and done, will be added to the mix. Zobrist will be a part of it. And they'd like to think that those relievers that they just added to the mix will make this club a little bit better, and they'll be able to flex their muscles when it counts over the final month plus of the season plus the postseason.
Well put.
All righty, Zach. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Zach.
Always a joy to talk to Zach Sateman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.